be
How do you say that word again? Narcissist.
I hate that term.
Narcissist.
There's a lot of S in there. There's like four S's, yes. Probably. Yes. I don't know how to spell it.
I think it's a okay, narcissist.
Like a narcissist. Three S's. Narcissist.
This there's a sir in there, so it's a S-I-R, sir.
Don't ask me how to spell it. I don't know how to spell it. I think I know how to say it. Narcissist.
That's like another word I had a hard time when I was learning is Massachusetts.
Wait, what? What was it? I'm having a hard time hearing you. What are you saying?
You know the states. Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Yes.
So that has Massachusetts. It kind of has four. It has four S's in there.
Yeah, Massachusetts. Yeah, so if you say, our narcissist is from Massachusetts, I cannot. I can't even.
A narcissist from Massachusetts.
Yes. Who moved to Mississippi? Okay, Mississippi is not
easy.
A hard.
Yeah, it's easier.
Yeah.
I always have a hard time with bureaucracy.
Bureaucracy.
Yeah, that one's hard. And what else is hard? Philanthropy.
What does that mean?
Well, it's charity. Another word for charity. Somebody who does charity for a living, right? If you're a philanthropist, you're somebody who. That's one of your titles. Oh, I do charity, I guess. It's a cool way to do that.
Oh, fancy way to describe Jesus.
But you know what confuses me? So the word philanthropist is a word to use to describe the person. But to describe the action is philanthropic.
Philanthropic?
Yeah. Isn't that confusing?
I don't even know what that words look like, sound like.
Don't ask me to spell anything. I don't know how to fucking spell, nor do I know how to do math. I'm a fucking dumbass, okay? But if you're a person who, like, let's say you're rich, right? You don't have to work. You're just rich. But you do donate money, and you have, you know, you do stuff to help.
Oh, Bill Gates' wife.
Yeah, she's a philanthropist. Right? But,
she's a philanthropist.
But the action is called philanthropic.
Philanthropic.
Yeah, it's a totally different word, right?
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the another episode of Sunny Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Sue, and here with me is Minra doesn't know how to spell nine.
Gang. That's what the kids say now, right? Gang.
Gang?
Yeah, that's what the kids say. You know, it's just like saying whoop whoop. Or you know how somebody like introduces you, you go, yeah, or you go whoop whoop. I think now when the young kids, they go gang.
Gang.
Yeah, like you know how we talked about gay gangsters last time? It's
yeah,
kind of
yeah,
the same
gangster.
Thing. Yeah, except without the gang.
Really? So they just describe whoever. He is a gay gangster. That's odd. What? No.
I don't know anymore.
Whoop whoop. You say whoop whoop when you say describe. Let's say introduce your girlfriend. What would you say? My girlfriend Nico. Whoop whoop. That's how you say it.
No, like in a like. Let's say you're a host at the mic, right?
Yeah.
Coming to the stage next, my very good friend Eddie Sue. Woo! You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the young people, they don't go woo anymore. They go gang.
They say gang.
gang. G-A-N-G.
I know. I know how to spell it.
I thought you were saying gay.
No, gang. So in the crowd, they don't yell woo, they yell gang.
No, not in the crowd. It's just like the person you're introducing.
Okay, just do the whole process for me. Like, do the whole thing.
So Okay, let's say I'm introducing you at open mic, right?
Okay, okay.
I say, hey, right, come to the mic. This is a very horny gay guy, you know, really good friend of mine. Eddie Sue. Let's give Eddie Sue a hand. Everybody gives you a hand, and then, you know, you come in, you go, you know what I'm saying? You're exclaiming yourself, I guess. I don't know what I'm saying, Eddie. You, like, confuse me more. Fuck it.
I'm just...
Fuck it.
You confuse me first, and then it's more confusing afterwards. Gang, gang. All right, so I guess... let me see.
That's the name of the episode, Gang, Gang. The young people know what I'm talking about. Right. If you're young, you know what's up.
Really? So apparently I'm not young, so I'm going to do it whatever way I'm doing it. So it's just be like... Hello, everybody. Welcome to the stage. Very funny. Me and Ralph Nye. Gang, gang.
Gang, gang.
Do you say that?
Gang, gang. You got to do it really fast. You say it really fast, like after another gang, gang. Because if you say gang, gang, you know you don't usually say that word. Right? So you want to be natural. Be as natural as you can. You got to say it really fast.
All right. So it's like gang. All right. Very funny, me and Brad Knight, gang, gang. I still sound stupid.
Yeah, he sounds slow a little bit, but you're getting the hang of it. Hey, Eddie, I'm not even sure if I'm saying it right.
All right, any young people listen to this podcast, please let me know. I'm very, very, I'm quick learner, so just.
He is. I mean, he learned English. And like, how long take you to learn English?
3 years, shit. Probably. Like, official, like, I mean, I watch, like, I think I talk about this a lot. I watch Friends, Grey's Anatomy, How I Met Your Mother, and then boom, my English is there.
So basically, so, TV shows taught you how to speak English.
TV shows, yeah. Project Runway, and then I love Heidi Klum, and also,
Michael Kors. Bad. Like, I remember
she's
someone gave me awesome. A poster of her for Christmas.
Yeah?
When she was a swimsuit model. And it was, like, my first,
you
know, like, scantily clad poster of a girl.
A white woman.
Yes. But Heidi Klum is a nice-looking white woman.
Yeah, she is beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I thought I was straight, I liked
you thought her. You were straight.
And then, and then I also like, I mean, I still like her. She's a wonderful woman.
If she came in a room and said, Eddie, bang me, you would bang her. You would forget your gayness you would. Would that be betraying? Are you betraying the gay community if you do that?
No, I don't think that's a betrayal. I'm not a traitor.
If you ask the gay godfathers, if you ask the powers that be in the gay community, the gatekeepers, if you will, how would they look at that? Would they say shame on you, Eddie?
No.
Or would they be like, he's bi. Or not bi. But he's queer.
They will be like, it's Heidi Klum, so we forbid you to do that. Like, you are fine. We forgive you. You are totally okay.
Okay, what would you need to do in the gay community to be outcast by the gay community?
What do you mean by that? Like, you are, okay, because you do this, you are not gay anymore. That's what you're trying to say. I don't know. I don't know, cause like an outcast.
Like, if someone told you that they were gay, and then they told you something they did, what would it be for you to say you're not gay anymore, bro? You can't be gay. It's offensive to gay people for you to be gay.
I guess. Showing Republic Party would be one of
really?
Those.
You don't think there's any gay Republicans, though?
I mean, I fuck one of them, so, like, yeah. I guess, you know, if you are, like, Trump supporter, you probably will be, like, outcast.
Okay, so being a Trump supporter. So for any gay Trump supporter or Republicans listening?
Isn't Colin Brown gay Republican?
Who?
Colin
who?
Colin Brown. Do you know? You don't know him? He wasn't a comedian.
Dude, yeah. Colin Brown is Colin. A really gay name, yeah. If you think about it. Because it sounds like colon. Yeah, you know, your colon, which is in your ass, is brown. So it sounds
Colin Brown. No.
That is a kind of a gay name.
What kind of name doesn't sound gay?
No, Nimrod. It's for the simple fact that it's colon. Because you know what a colon is. That's in your ass.
So you're saying like when his parents name him, they are thinking like, I want this kid to be gay one day. So we're going to name him something gayish. That's
Colin Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's a gay name. What's the non-gay name?
Like Rex Straightman. I feel like anybody named Rex.
Oh, if it's like a Rex, okay, R E X maybe.
Right, Rex. It Rex sounds doesn't less... aren't usually gay, are they?
Yeah, Rex doesn't sound gay.
Ray Rex Straightman.
I'm joining this stupid conversation with like what name sounds God, it's kind of dumb. what are we talking about? Oh, outcasting gay people, gay community.
Yeah, what do you need to do to be outcasted by the gay community?
Sexual wise,
anything. Well, it doesn't have to be sexual, Eddie. Jesus, it could be anything.
I mean, okay. For one, I would say Trump supporter. I think that's okay. Like, yeah, because you're joining the enemy team, basically.
Mm. Okay.
Right, and okay. Then but hey, hear me out. If you are Trump supporters and you happen to be gay, then you should see therapists.
Eddie's really saying the gay community does not accept your membership anymore.
That's like a basic, you know. Also, like when I see some black people supporting Trump, it is so absurd to me. Like, what? What are you doing, dude?
Do you think,
like,
the black community outcasts them too?
If a black guy or a black woman support Trump, you need to go queer eye 10 times. You need to like, you know, let those like five guys reorganize your life. That's what you need. That's basically.
I think you guys. That's funny. I think you could say that for anybody, though, right? Even Asian people who support Trump, you look at them weird.
I mean, because Trump is basically, you know, he's racist. So that's why it's kind of weird to... also, he's like a little bit extremely racist, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So, like, if you are slightly racist, then I probably will give you a pass.
Do you think that you can support Trump and not be those things he is, like racist, all the is, narcissist, rapist?
I think like if you were saying like if he has all these like individual different problems, can I separate them? You know, that's why you're trying to.
No, I'm trying to ask you.
Because, like, here's the thing. Political wise, I think he's very smart politician. Like, he knows how to use media. He knows how to manipulate people. Mm-hmm. He gained a lot of people to support him. For that, I would say, good job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
like, if a left wing people could use the same charms and same, like, a technique to gain supporters and actually spread out whatever value you are vouched for, then I think that's worthy of learning. However, it just happened to be Trump is like, you know, a dumb, mm-hmm. and then do these all the stupid things, and that's not good.
No, yeah. I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think you're right. I think he is a great politician. Like he knew how to play the game. He knew how to play it exactly. Well. But that doesn't necessarily mean he's a great person. And I don't even know if you could be a great person and be a great politician. I feel like they're all kind of dirty in some way. But my initial question
especially
is...
Especially on the bed.
Say what? Say what?
Especially on the bed.
Oh, especially in the bed. Yeah, you would know more than I would. But my initial question was, do you have to be able to relate to all the negative things he is to support him? You know what I mean? Like, can you support him for his just sad political savviness? Or do you have to take the racism, the sexism, and the all the isms with it too?
I mean, for me, I would think that if you're trying to evaluate a person to be your leader, all this should be considered in there, right? You cannot just be like, because he's so charming, so I'm voting for him. That's not how. That means you are not being picky. You're not being like, you know. And yes, because I don't think that if you are a politician, your moral standard has to be extremely high. No, I don't think so. Because let's say, here's the thing. If Kate Brown, Oregon's governor, right? What if she's poly?
I mean, I could see it.
She probably is. Like, what if she's polyamorous, right? What if she has multiple partners in the same time? Does that change anything about her? But in the traditional moral standard, that's not okay. Mm-hmm. But then she doesn't hurt anybody by doing that, right? But then if she being racist or anything isn't, which means she's punching down some community or some certain group of people, then that is not okay.
Yeah.
And if you're supporting a politician, you should evaluate all that, right? So that's why for Trump, I cannot. But like for someone else, and their problem is not anything punched down with any community, and then they happen to be Republican, then I might change my mind. You know what I mean? For real talk, it's like not every Republican is racist. I don't think so, because I think there are some good folks in Republican. They just happen to be value family and traditional stuff more.
So for you, you draw the line at punching down and hurting communities. I mean, you can believe whatever you believe, but I draw the line at punching down and potentially hurting communities. Well, he's not potentially, he really is.
He did. He's not only like he did that when he was a president, right? He did that already before he was a president.
Right.
So so that's very obvious. Mm-hmm. And people still vouch for him. That's nuts to me.
Yeah.
So what do you think? What's your line?
I mean, I'm trying to figure it out, honestly, because it's hard to separate it. But everybody knows that Trump supporter who you're like, wow, I thought you seem reasonable, right? You seem like you wouldn't be a Trump supporter, right? You know people like that, right? Or am I the only one?
I do. I have like five friends.
Right? And who, if you didn't know that they were Trump supporters, you thought that they would, you know, not saying they're not decent people, but you thought they were decent people.
I mean, I think I talked about this before in one episode or not, but if you didn't scroll back to listen to our other episode, here's your chance. Mm-hmm. So my landlord in San Francisco is a lady. It's a Chinese lady. And she, back in 2016, she was a Trump supporter. And then I was like very shocked when I know that.
Yeah.
So I had a conversation with her in Chinese Mandarin, which is both our mother tongue, to making sure there's no language barrier right there. And then I asked her why, like, what's her thought on like racial problem, when it, like immigration problem, basically, because you are also an immigrant because you are you're Chinese, right? And then she said, I support, like, she, I think, what did she say? Okay, let me think about it. She said, I support all the immigrants, yes, but I don't support illegal immigrants. That's basically what she said. So let's say, if like all those like, according to her, she said, all those Mexicans, like South Latin Americans, trespassing through the border,
yeah,
illegally become Americans, or they are not even legal, just like staying in the South and then just trying to survive there. And then she thought that they are not, that's not okay. And for that, she thinks Trump is putting them back. So she supports that.
That's the only thing that took her to be a Republican.
No. I don't know if she's like a Republican herself, but yeah. Like I'm just asking in general. And I also asked her about like, what is your thoughts on like, when Trump on stage and on the podiums, said all this sexist stuff. Grabbing women and then like, you know, all this like very you know, attack, not I won't say attack, but like basically sexist. And then she was like, well, he's a man.
Boys argument, huh? Doesn't mean it's right though.
Yeah. And I was like, I kind of like, okay. I don't really agree on that. Mm-hmm. But what can I say, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue with her because I'm paying the rent. So, like...
That's true.
Yeah. So, and then I'm just like... I feel like... She's lucky she has two sons. She doesn't have daughters, right? So, like, it's in a weird way, in a very weird way, that in her life, she doesn't have to deal with, like, her daughters being... harassment by dudes or by people like that.
That scares me, man. Now that I have a daughter of my own.
You have a daughter.
Yeah.
Right? Now, what would you think when a like politician say stuff like, yeah, grabbing pussy, blah, 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 blah.
Even if I didn't have a daughter, I wouldn't be okay with it.
Yes. Yes.
It's not yours, man. You can't be grabbing stuff that isn't yours.
Yeah.
But it's scarier now that I have a little one to consider. You know what I mean? Mm. I was thinking about it, like, about this parenting shit, about how it makes you more selfish.
No, I don't think that's a right turn. I think you're saying benefit yourself. Things are more benefiting to yourself. That's not selfish.
You're right. Things I'll have to look at things that's more beneficial for me and my family. But there is some feelings of selfishness as a parent,
which is what,
like society. You kind of give up on society.
No, I don't.
No, listen. No, you gotta listen. Okay, listen to me. It's kind of like,
all right.
You know, when you're young. And when you don't have people to look after or somebody who looks for you to look after, that makes sense, you're more risky. You're more willing to risk a lot of things for the greater good, right? Like you will go to, you know, like, above and beyond to do certain things to put your because
you
only
go rally protest you'll go
right like, go protest and stuff like that. I remember when Occupy Wall Street happened.
Wait, what?
Remember
when?
That movement, Occupy Wall Street.
Mm-mm. Oh, Occupy Wall Street.
Yeah. I remember I was like, yo, I need to be there. I'm about to go there, right? And I was making plans to go there. In my mind, I never really saved any money and shit because I was poor. But in my mind, I was like, I need to be there, right? I can't see myself thinking like that anymore because of my daughter. It's kind of like what we asked each, we asked this question a couple episodes ago, where would you die knowing that racism would be no more? Like, would you do that? Like, would you give your life if you knew racism would be no more? And me as a parent, the answer is no. That's the kind of selfish. Maybe it's just me.
I don't think that's a selfish. I just think that's more to consider. That's not selfish.
Because I think about my family now.
Saying it's like, okay, now I have a daughter. I don't want to be a hero anymore. That's basically what you're trying to say.
No, you're making me sound like a bad guy. Like, I want to be a hero. I do want to be a hero. Don't listen to Eddie. It's just, I want to be her hero. Yeah, I want to be my daughter's hero. I want to be around.
You want to be her hero. Yeah.
To be her dad. Like, that is almost, that's what makes it, I don't know, I guess selfish.
That's
in a
not
way.
Selfish. You know what's the definition of selfish? Let's define it.
I think it is, but it's for good reason. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, this level of selfishness is for good reason, though, because people could understand that I don't want to risk. I don't want to be risky because I want to be around for my daughter. People understand that, right? But I mean, at the end of the day, it's still a little like, I don't want to end racism because I want to see my daughter grow up. That's kind of selfish, don't you think?
I mean, first of all, you're not going to end racism just by
But it's a thought experiment. Let's say I could really end racism. God came down to me and be like, Minroth, you need to die right now and no racism will ever happen anymore. Man, the first thing I ask is, well, what's going to happen to my daughter?
That's very father thoughts.
But I probably be like,
how
nah.
about this? How about
like, nah,
this?
Dude, I'm good, dude.
The God comes to you and then say, if you can end racist, but no more sex in the rest of life. For you.
Give me a different question. Give me a different alternative.
Right, which
Wait,
one?
Wait, define sex. You know. Okay, define. You got to be very specific when you say sex.
It's just, you just gonna have like erectile dysfunction for the rest of your life.
But you can still have sex with erectile dysfunction.
you could, but like you could
just take longer.
You could. No, like it's never gonna work. Huh. It's just like an old hag.
Oof, man, bro.
Yeah. You know how I
sound like a pervert because I don't want to answer this, but can you? I'd be like, God, can we just do something else, man? Like, can you just?
You're negotiating with God. Can we just like have like?
Yeah,
can I
just
have like a one day vacation?
Just take my leg. Just take my left leg. You can have my left leg.
How about this? How about the whole world will be like no more racism in the whole world. And then you're not going to have sex. Like, that's the equation, right? Which means you can have a day off. And then that day, you can have sex. It also means the day that everybody will be racist again. just on that day. And afterwards, what do you think?
That would be actually hilarious. I guess.
Right? And then that day, you don't even really care if there's a racist going on because you will be so busy.
I'll be the happiest man alive. What? You call me chink? Hey, it's okay, man. It's okay, buddy. Guess what I'm doing tonight?
No, you're not going to do it tonight. You're going to do it like every moment of that day. Just like,
well, there'll be a lot of racism in the world. I'll tell you that, Eddie.
Yeah. No, but like so the whole conversation, back to your daughter. I think that like to me, selfish means you are doing certain things that will benefit yourself And then by doing that, it's gonna hurt other people or environment. Let's say turn on AC. Yeah. We're just talking about other people, you know. So like if you do this, you're gonna hurt other people. And then that is selfish.
But it is. This whole hypothetical fits that situation. If I don't stick around, if I don't kill myself, racism is still going to happen. And people die over racism. You know, we see it on the news all the time.
If you're going to see that general picture like that, then yes. But like among your community, you know, like among your situation, like all the people you know, all the people, let's say, okay, how it's like if you need to change your lover and then you need to kill somebody to get that lover, then that is selfish and also a crime. So like but if you say if you're having a liver problem and then you cannot go on street to do any protest, then that's fine.
Yeah.
That's not selfish.
It's a young man's just game. You ever been to protest?
Yeah, I did. Not in America, though. But, like, because when Black Life Matter movement started, I didn't go, like, on streets. Because, mm-hmm. first of all, you know my thought about, like, BLM. Because white people do it.
Yeah. And I think we're both the same there.
Yeah. And then, also, I was afraid I'm gonna get arrested and then deported. So like, you know, like the Portland police, they arrest a lot of people, and then, you know, what if I got arrested?
It'll be more damaging to you because you're not a citizen. And
But does that mean I'm selfish? See?
Kind of a little bit.
I'm just how kidding. Dare you?
No, I've never been to a protest. Because I was
at... Like in Taiwan, I did a couple ones.
Oh, really?
I did a non-nuclear one. Like I went on streets and support the idea of like we should stop using nuclear for generate power. Mm-hmm.
Was it so? In your experience, is it mm-hmm. who has the better protest? Americans,
Taiwan
or
versus
Taiwanese?
United States, Taiwan versus it.
Yeah.
For creativity wise, I think Taiwan's more creative.
What do you mean? You gotta explain. What do you mean? Do you guys like have songs written out instead
of
chants?
Because you do a lot of like in Taiwan, you do
dance?
A lot of, like. Decoration, and then you do this all this like a crazy painting, and then music for sure, and then you do all this like maybe all just because I understand Taiwan's protest more than because you I feel like a United States protest except the Black Lives Matter protest other protests feels like a showing off,
like what do you mean showing off?
Like BLM is actually like people are actually doing some damage to the government because that's basically what the power dynamics. We talked about this before, right? Remember the coup, mm-hmm. the coup episode, and then like so you're showing that like, you have the different power dynamics. So you do all this like graffiti, and then you do this like attacking policemen and attacking the building. The government building, you do all this, and then, but the thing is, like that's it. Don't like media only shows this. Mm-hmm. But I guess there's so many other things I don't see. But like when it comes to like getting attention from media, mm-hmm. Taiwan does a better job. Oh. We throw pig guts.
Yeah, you guys do. You guys got to right? think for theatrics. Pig guts.
Yeah,
that's pretty hardcore.
Yeah, and then we throw like a water balloon and stuff, and then.
Well, I mean, the protest here gets kind of crazy. Like, police are shooting people.
Yeah, but we don't go that route. You know, like we don't actually get any like I mean, in Taiwan, they do crazy stuff when, like, really, really intense one, like, couple years back. But I feel like Americans are so... because you guys never really been, like, suppressed by the government or anything. Like, for real, real suppressed. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't
America
know.
America was... I mean, except, like, you know, person of color that's, like, suppressed by the government. Yeah,
and then you talk about time, too, because if you... All out, like, the Boston Tea Party, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like, you know, like, in Europe, they have this, like, all this, like, you know, country to country, and that, like, America was never a loser throughout the history.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
So
that
you don't
true.
Really know.
All we do is win, baby. Gang, gang.
There you go. That's how you use it.
The kids know. The kids know.
The kids know. The kids know. But, like, you know, how, like, let's say certain things are not... Let's say, here's the thing. Health insurance, per se, right? The whole thing, if it's in Taiwan, people will go on the street and just be like, we want for health insurance. We want that. You will say that, and you will actually demand the government do something. But, like, the protests in America, because America is so big, like, protests in one city doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
You need to really, really, really get a whole country to be wild up to do protests. And that will actually say something. That's why the Black Lives Matter protests actually did something afterwards. But we'll see how long it can last. Ooh. But
it's a lifelong battle.
But everything else doesn't really, like, no. Maybe it's progress. We don't know. But let's say Women's March, right? It's throughout the entire United States. But what does that actually do? Except a lot of, like, female organization already... You know, that's already happening, like, without the march or not, that's already happening. Mm-hmm. But with the march, maybe people will feel like, oh, that's right. That's the right thing to do.
Yeah, more empowered.
Other than that, I don't know. Things has not really changed a lot. Like 2020, I look out online. Every major media... The leader of those medias, they are all white men. I don't know if they are gay or not, because, you know, they might be secretly gay too.
What's their name? I can tell you. You tell me their name.
Probably like something like a Louise or like
Simon. I feel like Simon's. They got a good chance,
like,
of being
Gary,
gay, right?
Or like, I don't know. Every name could be gay. Except
Simon,
Rex.
But Simon's a little more gay than. Then
Simon,
like, yes, like, yeah, that's kind of like a 60% gay right there.
You're gonna get canceled by gay people, but I forgive you.
By Simons. I'm gonna cancel by Simons.
By Simons, yeah. No, I was just thinking, like, it's all this protest that United States did or does. I mean, at least in the past 6 years when I was living there, all the protests I experienced with feel like the people are powerless, and because of that, that's why cancel culture is way much heavier than, like, Taiwan or anywhere else. I don't know if there's a cancel culture in other countries.
That'd be interesting. Strong. Is there?
Right.
To know. Mm-hmm. Is there a cancel culture in, like, India? You know what I mean? Nah, they probably don't give a fuck right now. Last time I heard about India is that
India
they're not doing too
busy,
good with
so...
COVID right now.
Yeah. They're dealing with COVID at the moment. Yeah. But, like, you know, cancel culture is also getting getting like somewhere in Taiwan. There is also cancel culture here. Yeah.
I mean,
people don't talk like United States, like when it comes to cancel culture, you know, like, you know, so like, for example, this guy, Tony Hinchcliffe, right? So he got canceled right now because of all this.
Yeah, he lost his manager, I think, or agent.
Yeah, yeah.
He can't perform at that venue anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all that because of the one word. And then,
yeah, really, it is because of that word.
Okay, let's say if that's his penalty, right? That's his price he needs to pay. But then how long? That's my question.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of cancel culture never thought about this. For how long?
Well, I feel like... The thing with cancel
forever?
Culture
does that does no the thing, isn't that a little bit too much?
Well, that's what they would like, right? But the thing with cancel culture for me is like it feels like revenge. It doesn't feel like teaching, right? It doesn't feel
that's
like
right,
healing.
That's right.
It just feels like we're just getting revenge. And you know, in every movie, in every story and allegory, you hear revenge is always bad.
The
it's
worst.
Never good.
Yeah,
it makes you
exactly.
It makes things worse. And exactly. So I mean I like the idea of cancel culture. Like the idea of it is good that the people have a say, right? That's always good when the mass have a say. But it doesn't mean they're right all the time.
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right.
And so you know, sometimes we do too much. At least with this cancel culture shit, sometimes some of it is justified, but sometimes you do too much, and it fucking
also that kills cancel culture kills breakthrough.
Yeah,
people are going to be willing to risk less and less and less because of cancel culture.
Right.
So there is a balance that I think people need to figure it out with this culture. It's so popular right now.
I feel like it's missing a piece. It's just missing reconciliation. Like we're at the point where this cancel culture is good at accountability, but it's not good at reconciliation. You don't know how to give this thing closure. You just... You do bad with more bad, and then you keep it like that. You don't, you know, tie it in. You don't end on a positive. And so, you know, like, it just feels icky. It's like revenge, man. Revenge. That's what it feels like to me. It just feels like revenge. It doesn't feel like teaching moments. It doesn't feel like healing. It doesn't feel like growth.
Yeah. And it feels like a very extreme. Like, you don't, like, we talked about this last episode. Like, you don't give people chance.
Right.
After they got their penalty, which is by you, you know, like by whoever that said, I cancel Tony Hinchcliffe. Again, for how long? That's a thing. For
right.
How long? That you think forever? Isn't that kind of crazy? Like, if you want to cancel someone forever, like.
Forever.
Forever. That's too crazy.
Well, they never really do. Sometimes it does. They do, like, but a lot of times we just forget about it, right? Remember Chris D'Elia got canceled? We kind of forgot about Chris D'Elia.
There's a research about that. It's like you will reason it out.
Yeah.
So let's say McDonald's spend money on Trump rally. So people will be like, cancel McDonald's.
Yeah.
But then
the Big Macs are good.
The Big Macs are good. So I'm just going to buy one. Max
sauce.
Yeah. No one's going to know. So.
Yeah. They're going to know. No one's going to know.
Exactly. Yeah. So I feel like if you could treat like McDonald's like this, then you need to rethink about what you are doing with cancel culture. That's my conclusion.
Yeah.
Because no matter how extreme a criminal is, I do, my mind do believe, you could disagree with me all you want, but like, I think people deserve a chance, no matter
what kind of crime.
Yeah, yeah, because...
Yeah, looking at the whole picture is the best thing. People just don't look at the whole picture. They just look at you.
Yeah.
It's like looking through a photo album and the only picture you see is a shitty one of you. And then you're just like, yeah, that's Eddie. Yep, that's Eddie for the rest of his life. You don't see the picture of your good side. You don't see the picture of you when you're a baby.
Also, I don't know. I don't support death penalty because that's an ultimatum. That's an ultimate cancel culture. Feels like.
How dare you, Eddie?
Because this is basically what it is. So you kill this person's life. You canceled his person's life.
Yeah, you did. You all control deleted that bitch. You just cancel. Yeah.
So that's why.
I agree with death penalty sometimes though. One, you have to be sure. You have to be 100% sure this person did it, all right? That's the number one rule. And then, Hitler, he deserved it. No, he killed himself. Yeah. Didn't he kill himself?
I don't know.
I think Hitler killed himself. Really. But
I don't follow his story as much. I should, huh, as a teacher. I should.
I don't know, man. Sometimes I just
want
to
hear something about this, how. So, a couple of weeks ago, remember I told you about there's a student, he Googled cotton N-word, right? So this is one group, and then another group, the student she's trying to draw American, Aboriginal, Native American. So she's drawing this Native American, and then because their story, their board. Background story. I'm making my student design a board game. That's a background story. Mm-hmm. And their story is, West cowboy, and then doing all this jewelry mining. So. That's a cool story, and then all these characters are beautiful, except this Native American that caught my eyes, because they designed this Native American as a thief.
Oh, okay.
So,
what was the other character? What race were the other characters?
Just like a Japanese anime looking, and it's just beautiful. And then they are gunmen, they are policemen, they are just whatever. And then they just happen to design Native American associate with thief. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't even notice that. So I was like, help me out with this design. I need to know where is this coming from? I need to know why you think you need to associate with these two things. Mm-hmm. Convince me. If you can convince me, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Because if you actually dig into the culture and anything, then I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
And she just say, because the Native American feels like thief. And I was like,
wow.
And I was like, okay, so did you just hear what you just said?
Okay, keep going.
And then she was like, "Oh, what's happening?" I was like, "You just say Native American feels like thief." Mm-hmm. So you're basically saying a certain culture of people feels like thief. What if someone calls Taiwanese feels like a thief?
Mm-hmm.
What it feels like?
Yeah.
And she was like, "Oh, so am I in trouble now?" I was like, no, you are not in trouble. You are a student. You learn from this. That's why you are learning. And I'm asking you this because me as a teacher, I'm supposed to guide you knowing all these things. And then she was like, well, so I cannot do this, right? I was like, it's not about can or cannot. I just wanted you to know what you're doing, and you still have to make the choice by yourself at the end of the day. So, and then the next week she submit something else, but yes, so it's not, she made a choice. The Native American is no longer a thief, just Native American.
Two things about that story. Actually three things. Good story.
All right.
One. Two, very ironic that the Native Americans are thieves because they actually got stole from.
Yeah.
Thirdly, that's how you deal with camp. That's how you do it, Eddie. That's what these cancel culture people should learn from that story. Like, you get in context, right? This is how you deal with it. You get context. Yeah. You see that it was just ignorance, not them deliberately trying to offend a group of people, mm-hmm. and then you kick up some knowledge.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then
that's how you do it.
If this is in America, this student will be canceled.
That's what I'm saying. You handled it 100% right. Yeah, if it was a celebrity, and they probably
getting caught up in that,
they'd be canceled, man. Like, comic would be canceled.
Also, it's kind of like crazy to me how media fits in Taiwan, right? Do you think about it? This student, I didn't ask if she ever been to America or if she is like American green card holder in Taiwan or whatever. But I'm just assuming that she never been to United States.
How old is she?
She's 18.
Yeah, she's 18. Yeah, they're stupid. Kids are stupid, man.
Well, the thing is, like, where is this coming from? Where is this idea of like Native American associated with thief? Where is this? Which media? Like, where is this ideas fit into these students that when students trying to do a Native American drawing or design that they have to associate with a thief and then design a board game around this? I think that's kind of like crazy to me.
Yeah. As
a person, that's basically because what she experienced, everything she received about United States is media, is from the media. So apparently American were, past tense probably, were exporting all this like bad image about Native Americans.
That's what we were talking about earlier. See, this is just probably a review episode for all the episodes. But in another episode, we talked about people, appropriating American racism.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. They probably had probably back in the day, they had a Western where Indians were stealing just so the Americans who actually really stole were covering it up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's the. So anyway, at least I save her students. Next time when she does design about certain culture, then she will look it up and actually do research about it before she actually putting anything in there.
Look at Eddie. Look at Eddie doing. He's a philanthropist. Eddie calls himself a philanthropist too.
I still don't know how to say that word again.
Hey. I give you a virtual high five. That was good virtual signaling. You said, "Look, basically, you were like, hey, look at me. I'm better than you. I save kids." That's what you just did.
No.
Hey, good job. No. Everybody's going to like you for that. Okay. All right. I think that wraps it up.
That wraps it up.
Yeah, I think
Wrap it before you tap it. Wrap it before you tap it. Is that for content? Is it content commercial?
I mean, yeah, it sounds like it. Wrap before you tap it.
Yeah. What is? Why is it tapping it?
Because tapping that ass, like tapping that ass. You know when you're from behind, you tap that ass.
Oh.
Yeah. Tap.
Oh, that's where it is coming from. Oh, okay.
Tappity tap.
I did.
You don't ever tap no ass. You know what I mean? You tap that ass right back there. You don't ever do that?
Yeah. No, I never, like...
Tap? You don't tap booty cheeks?
Wow. Do you? I don't want to know, but do you?
Yeah. I don't think nobody should know this.
I know your girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything. Because I don't want to get in trouble.
Does your brother listen to his podcast, Dule?
So, I don't know. Could possibly.
If he's safe.
I really don't
like
know
that.
Who listened to the podcast.
Wow.
I appreciate everybody that does, so thank you very much.
Yeah. So thank you so much for listening to this whole episode. If we say anything wrong or say anything you don't like it, you can stop listening to our episode for 2 times and then you come back. Because that's how cancel culture is supposed to be.
Yep. Or did what Eddie did. Get some context and just know me and Eddie are really stupid. Like, we're dumb.
I know, we are.
And so we would love for you to kick us some knowledge. All right, let us know better. Because we don't.
Yes. So next week we're going to bring back some segments. Like fake fan mail. Let's do that next week. Yeah. So until that, remember to write us a review. Again, we only accept 5 stars. Every time I say that, I'm so stupid.
It does. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like you go to a restaurant and say and tip the person, and then the person goes, "Hey, we only take $20 bills."
Right. Exactly. Anyway. Until next time, stay happy and stay sunny.
All right, peace.